The mayor of Normal and Central Illinois lawmakers say the state should reconsider COVID-19 mitigation efforts set to go into effect tomorrow in Central Illinois. Mayor Chris Kuse says restaurants and bars have already suffered during the pandemic and have done their part. He says Illinois mayors are writing the state administration with that request.
Working to look at ways to help these businesses in the area of a shutdown and possibly reevaluating the metrics used to gauge whether a region should be shut down or not. There are three issues or three metrics that are being used. Only one is being used in this order, and that's the rate of positivity. The hospital bed availability and ICU availability was not factored into the current decision. It was purely the rolling rate of positivity. Initially, the whole idea of flattening the curve was not to eliminate COVID-19, but to ensure that the positivity rate was such and the infection rate was such that the local medical community was able to handle it and were there. And the region is there. And we think that should be part of the discussion. So we'll be talking with the governor's office as a group of Illinois mayors trying to get a solution there.
If the numbers of cases are approaching historic maximums, though, at a time when we shut down back in the spring, in March, shouldn't there be similarly tight restrictions now to reduce the curve, to flatten the curve?
Yes, there should. And the issue that people need to be aware of is that the number one factor that is increasing positivity in the state of Illinois is small family and friends gatherings. And restaurants are the second cause of that. So if people want to help the restaurant community, they also need to cease having these small group family and friends gatherings, because this is where a lot of the positivity is popping up.
Government can't control individual behavior on the family and friends side, but they can control the business side of things.
I agree, but we can encourage people to help with this, to help some of these small businesses. You know, they've done nothing wrong. They've tried to comply with every edict that's come out of the state government, and most of them will, if not all of them will, in this community. You know, they're as much the victim here as anybody. They've tried to do the right thing, and they continue to do the right thing.
So what's the right thing in this case? What will both preserve their what will both preserve their business viability and keep the public safe?
Yeah, there's no clear answer to this, Charlie. I mean, people can support these businesses as much as they possibly can with carry out, with home deliveries, whatever. But it's not going to save every restaurant in this community. There's just not enough revenue there to do that. We're probably going to lose some restaurants in this community if this goes forward. So what we're trying to do is to make this shutdown realistically and viably as short as we possibly can.
Well, that would be 2 weeks to allow the curve to flatten, right?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Well, that means people have to willingly do it or there must be some enforcement. How will the town look at the enforcement side of things?
We'll probably look at it like we did with small group gatherings and encourage people to do the right thing if we get complaints about restaurants that are not complying. But my sense of it is we've never had an issue with restaurants pushing back or bars pushing back saying we're not going to do that in our community. And I don't see that happening going forward. If it does, we'll address it when it happens.
What role should the federal government play in this?
The federal government and the state governments both have to realize that, again, certain businesses are being dealt a hand that they had no play in. And we need to be able to help them as much as possible. And we're going to certainly get letters to our congressional delegation in Washington and urge them to get that second round of stimulus, because that could possibly help these businesses weather through this.
Should there be state aid, direct state aid?
Yes. We're going to do the same with our state congressional delegations and encourage them to come up with an aid package that would specifically help these businesses that have been targeted for shutdown.
Mayor Chris Koos of the town of Normal also says if people see problems with restaurant compliance, the first step is to file a complaint with the health department, which licenses food and beverage establishments.